Josephine are very singular kind of man. They said, well, she goes with those parents. I guess it's sort of the mentality that he probably is. You know, some works one time, do it again.
You kind of use the Rose Garden springtime as an office.
Sure.
There isn't a lot of other.
Nah,
it's better to do them all in the office.
Absolutely, no problem. I mean, that isn't going to make much difference.
No.
Anyway, fine. We can only, this whole business, you know, that we go through now about the operation of the cannon analysis, all the rest and so forth, is so reminiscent to me of the operation that went through at the end of 1970 and 1971. And I think the one thing that sometimes I guess is something that they're keenly aware of, but that our whole staff, I guess, needs to be aware of, and that is that I do a hell of a lot. You know what I mean? I never miss a fence. I never, you know what I mean? We do the nice little things and so forth and so on. And our problem, frankly, is getting it out there. It's the question of doing things. And also, we do get out quite a bit. But you know, when they talk about the impression of the country of whether the president is a decisively, whether he is warm. Well, I'm sorry. I think that's inevitable. I mean, I think a lot of it is inevitable. And they may, for example, set some of the things to send these Bucky Gall. But my point is, and others, you can't be everything. I think that you can't be what they want. Being a warm buddy-buddy stuff is not, will be so painfully image-building
except where it's natural, and then our problem is it never gets out. You know, there's an awful lot of it there that
we do quite a bit, don't we?
Yeah. And to reach for it in the blatant way that forces it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kills it. And that's really
all I can do. I mean, as we've done all year, but Aaron McGann had followed this, and, you know, like Christ, everything from the, you know, go to the restaurant, and go to the baseball game, and go to the what I mean is, I think many times, another thing too is that we are all so obsessed by reading a column or something like that. And you think of the cases of you even take Harris's full inspiring comments, the president should 40% say no. Well, that's very good.
Actually, it's without the way he puts it.
Well, usually it's a negative. It comes out negative. But nevertheless,
thank you. obviously has his candidates. He wants to move Holland, who's the executive director, into the vacancy and move Mitchell up to vice chairman. Mitchell is the Democrat. Holland, the staff guy, is a Republican from Nebraska. And all our people are for him. Mitchell is a Kennedy Democrat who burns holds in very high regard, and Schultz supports his recommendation. Our tactic in the past has been not to take Burns' recommendations on the Fed. The question is whether we want to take them this time. Conley's view is
we should take Sheehan.
Well, we got Sheehan. No, he's on.
He's vice chair.
Oh. Well, Conley's view is that moving Holland onto the board is a good idea.
Yes.
He endorses that.
I endorse that.
But he has reservations on Mitchell.
He's
a Democrat because he's too old, and he doesn't think it's worth a fight, though. He thinks that, you know, maybe it's better just
to do it. It's not worth a fight. So
take Burns' shot.
But if he wants me,
I think that's it. Washington Star News, you know, by name, and so they totally irresponsible. And then he said, and Walter, unfortunately, Walter's article was more responsible than Mo's.
Yeah.
And then he hit McCarthyism and the despicable era of the 50s. You know, and raving on about that.
Circulated.
I mean, they are.
Good. Access stuff. Whenever we got anything good, circulate.
You know.
Right.
Use what we got.
I think you're right about this. Right about just that because it's not going off. But find a good option about that.
Okay, find another one. It's too damn bad because he is good.
Well, he is. It's good. He knows how to work with various people here, but it's all right. It's all right. Necessary. It's long enough. Can't be the only one in the world.
No.
It's always that way.
He's apparently one of the best.
He?
No, not the best.
I mean, probably the best.
Look at who uses it and what he's done for him.
Right. He got the feel, he's got the touch. That's just
some radish. Why you guys so freaking stupid?
Just do it. That's stubborn.
Because he just, yeah.
He could even borrow the money, you know. I mean, he could have borrowed the money to pay off $150,000 to some ambitious now and died. He's going to have one hell of a time.
And they stole it. They worked every which way to try it. Well, that tank looked for him over Christ, it's been a year now.
Well, we have certainly done the Congress up around him.
Yep. Yep.
It was worthwhile, didn't you?
I think so. I think.
I just told Timmons I had him this morning. I said, no, let's not do it again. I said, you can overdo this. I did not make it clear. I didn't want to write letters every time.
You just can't.
I will do that. Well, then it pales on them because they have all these guys. I saw guys that I've seen 4 or 5 times earlier this year. Now that's a little too common. Right?
Yep.
But that was a good thing. They felt good and they were happy. And your candidates, what about you?
Well, the ones you've seen 4 or 5 times are ones that are pretty solid guys.
Yeah, right.
Good to get them instead of the bad.
Right. I was glad to see the Scrum got this. I mean, I guess when they cleared up, it was just, you know, it's a funny thing to do, being absolutely certain that the world was that jury on that.
Well, those guys are, they're, you know, they want to be sure not to create any problems. And then,
I know.
That's why we went over with them ahead of time and told him not to
throw
anything up. He knew he was supposed to say it. He says, I don't know why I didn't do it. Just the guy was bearing down on me. I had been drilling myself to think in terms of 350 all the time. He said Silver was very, or Silver would be, so they play a double role.
The nice guy, yeah.
Silver plays the good guy.
Silver, sorry, he said, well, that's...
He said, fine. He said, you'll want to clear that up with the grand jury. We'll let you run in there early. Get you in first thing Monday morning before the press piles up. And clear that up. Now the other guy will get on, as Gordon says, and go through a big rhetorical thing. You know, you mean to say that you could possibly...
Well, they've got to make the case, don't they, before the grand jury that they're trying. It's not what they're trying to do.
Yeah, partly. And I said to Gordon, so what difference does that make? I mean, so the guy indulges in rhetoric. Who's going to know it except those black people that are dozing in the room there? I think he felt better clearing it up, although he was concerned about doing it.
Yeah. Incidentally, on my talking points with Peter Lennon here, I noticed the problem with Jones, where Jones and the clearance with Schultz. I would agree, I mean, the Labor Department is so goddamn difficult and so forth. I'd really like to leave that between us. Let Schultz and there with Jones, they want to meet with Jones. But, and then he can let him be the bad guy rather than have Jones be the no-guy.
Jones is, you know, obviously, who handle it any way we want. He's Charlie.
Why don't
we know he thinks he's supposed
he's
to
doing what I was going to say, but Jones, you should tell George, or I'm sure you would be sure Jones wears. George wears, and then Jones, and then Schultz wrote it. I think that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see it happen that way. It's a different way. He's only got three more to go.
Is in the ones where Schultz agrees with Brennan. Because he's fighting, you know, in the front line. And then Jones feels we've got a real, we're making a real mistake. I guess the answer is just go ahead and make the real mistake.
The real mistake may not be that.
That's right.
It may not be that important to go to a fight and bleed and die for it.
Well, you've got an example of Bureau of Labor Statistics right now where they're pushing Chiskin. And everybody is, except Colson, who says it's the worst possible appointment we could make. And so Jones is trying to hold the line to get him to reevaluate that on the basis of the Colson concern.
Well, Colson could get to Brennan on that. He should talk directly to Brennan. Okay.
Yeah,
so Colson can go talk to his friend Brennan. He's our guy there.
Well, that's the point. Colson can hit Brennan exactly that way. You don't want a guy to hit you in there.
That's right.
Jones can't. The White House can't.